All right, y'all, let's get this party started. Yay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Welcome to the podcast where I shoot the shit and I take my silliness seriously. The professionally silly podcast. Y'all, we are at TFK, Trelawney Fusion Kitchen in Stockbridge, Georgia. Damn right. The only one at Stockbridge, Georgia, 901 Rock Crowley Road in Stockbridge, Georgia, 30281. We got, what we got? Our specials over here? Watermelon Kiss, coconut water, and I just had some sort of banana shot. I don't even know what that was, but it was good. Dirty banana. So what's coming up on today's podcast episode is going to be a good time. We're going to talk about some high fashion bullshit. We're going to talk about some confessions that people have shared online for some crazy ass reason. And I'm glad they did because that's content. Thank you. And also, I'm going to share something really sweet at the very end that's going to be very inspiring. I like to start off with the goofy and the silly and then end up with something like, oh, okay, thanks. I'm going to feel inspired. All right, so let's go ahead and get on with the shizzo. For those of you listening at home and watching live right now on YouTube, make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review. If you want to show your support for this podcast, that is the best way to do so. All right, so let's go ahead and get on to one of my favorite segments called Have You Heard About? So the Have You Heard About segment is fun. I like to find some random stuff online that you probably haven't heard about, but I have a feeling that people in here may have heard about this. Have you heard about? Y'all know what Balenciaga is, right? Yeah. Yeah, Balenciaga. It's just literally just expensive garbage wear. I don't understand what's going on there. But Balenciaga just dropped a shipping box dress. Shipping box, meaning cardboard, for $8,900. Yes. Yes. Look at this photo right here. Look at this right here. You see that? There, right there. Yeah, dead ass. Yeah, you can make that. You can make that. Ain't that some mess? You really can. Now I'm wondering if like, does it cost more? Like I have boxes at home. Can I just sell them shits wholesale? Like, you know what I'm saying? Balenciaga, they are known for just having just the most random everyday stuff. And then turning it into something that is just not.
But I've never seen anyone wear it on a daily wear.
I mean, that's true. I've only seen like celebrities wear it on TV and movies, but I ain't never seen anybody shopping at Target wearing Balenciaga. I ain't never seen that a day in my life.
Even in the humidity, you can't wear it.
No, you can't wear that nowhere. You can't drive in it, can't walk in it, can't sit in it. The only thing you probably can do is probably have sex in it. That's about it.
Still be careful.
Yeah, you don't want to get a cardboard cut.
It might not bend enough.
Yeah, right.
It might be too stiff.
They can't get anything up here.
Yeah, that's not going to work out. I don't want to wear that. All right, y'all, I've got the tea and it is boiling. These confessions are definitely not for the weak. This is coming up next right here in the Professionally Silly Podcast. Now, I know y'all heard about Usher and Chris Brown.
I'm going.
I know. Listen, I'm going to say.
I'm sorry.
she is ready for it. They are going to break the internet, the economy in Atlanta, Georgia. Because they're going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You're right. Was it October?
November.
My bad.
No, you could. I'm ready. Saturday yeah. And Sunday, everyone don't buy your tickets yet. Wait till I get mine. Go ahead.
I do feel like that it's going to, between Usher, you know what I'm saying, feeding people cherries and Chris Brown making out with married women. I don't know how these relationships are going to last at this concert.
So Chris Brown make out married because I'm still married, even though I'm going through a divorce. So he make out married women. What time? November
4th. You might get both of them.
Yeah, you might.
Front row.
Call me up. She's like, call me up.
Call me up. Call me on my cell phone. Hey, when you need my love. I just feel like this is going to be just like a stadium of wet dreams. It just does not seem like a safe. You know the traffic is going to be sick that day. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm going to get a bike.
No, facts. It's going to be a surcharge on Lime scooters, surcharge on watch. Watch. I promise you that.
The secret is to park somewhere far
And then walk?
Yeah, park far. I mean, Ubering still might be cheaper than where you're going to park your car. They're going to charge you $100 to park in a McDonald's parking lot. You know what I'm saying? And now, if it's at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, then you just get on MARTA and let you off right there. That's true. Yeah, they're going to be doing real good. That's too much money in that. They're going to handle that. Yeah. Y'all ready to hear some confessions?
Yes.
Let's go to these confessions right here. So the first title of this first confession is, I posted fake jobs on the internet so that I could build my own resume. Oh yeah, this is this. We're live on YouTube right now. Today's her birthday.
Hi guys, yes. I take money.
Send her money. Yeah, her Venmo is. So it says here, and I quote, when I was 19, 20 years old, I was looking for jobs and could not find any people who would tell me what would build a nice resume. The problem was I did not know how to build a resume, so I posted fake jobs on the internet so that I would receive resumes for these fake jobs. I used those resumes to build my own using the skills I liked on theirs. I could also tell who was competing with me for the jobs that I posted. I do feel bad for those people who thought that these jobs were genuine and applied. I am now 33, have a nice job, and those resumes truly did help build my career. You asked me that, smart as hell. You know what I'm saying? I'm only pissed off that I didn't think of it myself. I ain't gonna hold you. I just straight up lied, made shit up. Like, I didn't steal anything, I just made shit up.
He didn't make it up.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't his real, it wasn't his truth.
And now we're in the ChatGPT world, so you're right. ChatGPT or Gemini or any type of AI can build your resume for you. You don't have to really do anything yourself.
Still lie, but it'll be really professional.
I love me some ChatGPT. All right, here's another one here. We both quit our jobs. The story everyone knows is my boyfriend and I voluntarily left our place of work because our relationship went against the policy, and we valued our relationship more than our crappy jobs. The truth is, we got caught having sex in my car before work and left in order to avoid repercussions. And they told everybody, yeah, we quit because the policy don't like. What do y'all think about like workplace romances, workplace?
Nope.
Me neither. My parents, before my mother passed, my dad and my mom were married for like 41 years. She died in 2023, right? And so their relationship was so good that I think it kind of ruined me because now I want that, you know what I'm saying? And the stuff that's available now, it ain't like that, you know what I'm saying? Huh? I hope so, man. From your mouth to God's ears, my friend. All right, here's our next one. My best friend's little brother is actually my son.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, say that one.
My best friend's little brother is actually my son.
Oh, and she doesn't know?
Mm-mm. It says here, my 54-year-old secret would ruin several lives. My childhood best friend's little brother is actually my son, and his children are my grandchildren. And no one knows.
Nobody.
But she told Reddit. Now, there are just certain secrets that I think I'm about to just take with me. You're 54 years old now? You talking about this?
Yeah.
No. I'm good with that.
I have so many questions.
I have so many questions, too. I need to find this person.
So many narratives.
Why? What's the point of saying it if you're not going to say it?
Yeah, what's the point of saying it? Yeah. I breastfed my teddy bear. Yeah. Yeah. You heard right. This is someone writing this as when they were a kid. They were a kid. They were like 8 years old. I should have been more specific. She was like, I don't know how I feel about that. When I was a kid, I breastfed my teddy bear. I literally took off my shirt and pretended he was drinking from my imaginary breast milk. Smokey, if you ever read this, I'm so sorry for everything I put you through.
She gets a pass.
I let that slide. Like, but if you're like over, if you're in a double digit age, you shouldn't be breastfeeding teddy bears, I feel like.
You know, let a child be a child.
Well, how do y'all feel about women who breastfeed their children for way too long? Like, I'm talking about
5 years old. I saw a lady.
I mean, I actually know someone who was breastfeeding until they were three.
If they can walk, it's too long.
She was 5 years.
If they can walk, it's too long? Yeah.
Pushing her stroller and the foot dangling. I nearly tripped over the shit.
Celebrity.
That's a grown kid.
Well, there's a celebrity now that she was an adult. This happened 2 years ago. That interview. And she was like, she got breastfed until she was like 5 or 6.
Breastfed until 5 or 6?
And she used to walk around and tell her mom, give me tit. Give me tit.
5 or 6? Wow. 5 or 6, give me tit.
Give me tit.
I won the lotto and I never told anyone. I like that one. If you guys won the lotto, would you tell anybody?
No. If I didn't have to.
If you didn't have to? Because I know there's certain states you have to disclose, right? Do you have to disclose in Georgia?
I think you do.
What's that? If you
win the lottery.
Oh.
I think you do. I saw one guy show up like a mask on.
A mask?
The news was there to report.
Oh, so he wore a mask.
He wore a mask because his name wasn't so identifiable that,
you know. Oh.
Little scary movie mask.
Yeah. A little ghost face.
Went on about it because there was no.
I would love that. I don't understand why they make us have to say out loud to people that we want. Like, why is that? Why do I have to do that?
You need to know the IRS.
Exactly. Sometimes, you know, not even them. Not even the IRS. Well, this person won the lotto and they didn't tell anybody. They said, I won the lotto and I haven't told anyone or changed my lifestyle. I'm going to finish my degree in data science so I can say my money is from my new job.
Hello.
Smart. Because you know everybody gonna come out to the woodwork the moment you get that money.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? I've always wanted a Lamborghini that's invisible or some shit. You know what I mean?
Go, hang
my family ball. Is way too big to be telling folks that I won the lottery.
Oh, man. How many college degrees you gonna pay for? Here is our last confession here. My boss is an idiot.
Which one?
I work as a personal assistant to a CEO of a massive multi-million dollar software company. My boss doesn't even know how to convert the document to PDF.
Oh.
CEO of a multi-million dollar software company can't even make a PDF. Ain't that some shit?
They have access to all the things.
They do.
Any free trial.
No free trials. No free trials. That's crazy to me. So were you here when I was here last? You look familiar. No, okay. There was someone that, I swear to God, has your face. They stole it. They stole it. So I have this cup right here, and this cup is full of random fun questions. So what I want y'all to do, we gonna find out if we're adulting right here next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So I got some questions here. Who, you know, it is a birthday, girl. It is your birthday. I feel like you should pick the question first. Oh, yeah, girl. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, wait. Can you mind if I put it on my little...
Yeah, go ahead. Sip and spill, babe. That's the first one.
Am I supposed to sip something?
No, that's just the name of the cup.
Am I supposed to sip something?
All right, so all you got to do is open that up and then just go ahead and read her out loud.
You want me to read it with the Bob Marley in my system.
That's
I understand.
Right.
Okay.
That's a lot of words.
It's a lot. Okay, how old were you, 1912, when you realize you are another, what, version of your parents or the people who raised you? Oh, this is such a Christian question. This is such a Christian question. Next. I'm sorry. How old were you when you realized, well, my mom passed? Being honest.
I understand that. I think the same thing hit me there too. Yeah.
I heard myself telling my daughter the same thing my mother told me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You ever just like, there's like a certain feeling that you get. Mm-hmm. And even if it's something as simple as a scent or something like that, and you can imagine the way that they will react to something. And then it's so weird how it's like you do things that your parents did without even thinking about it.
Yep, absolutely.
It just sneaks up on you. Now there's some more juicy ones here. You want to go again?
Yes, please. Thank you. I
look at you. Get a little juice juice.
Like a little juice juice. Yeah, I'm sorry. Ooh. Okay. I take two. You know, I'm
that's
so plural.
Fine.
I am so plural.
That is
never
fine.
Never should be a single person.
She's gonna take two.
Ooh, which one, baby? I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not Mariah Carey. I'm sorry.
You are good, baby.
Okay, it's a what's something everyone expects you to know how to do, but you don't know how.
I'm gonna tell you mine right now. Fold a fitted sheet.
Man, I could not. I could no. You absolutely right.
I just ball that shit up and throw it in the closet. I ain't gonna hold you.
You're tall, so you can imagine. I'll be like,
Is there anything that any of you like for that question? Like you don't know how to do, but everybody thinks you can. Or they assume you can, I guess I should say.
I am financially irresponsible, but I am an accountant for a living.
That's hilarious. It's kind of like when you think about it, like when you were a really good advice giver, but you never follow your own advice. It's the same shit. Like
how hairdressers never have their hair done.
That, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they real good at it.
Absolutely. You do it all day long, you don't want to be bothered.
Me as a consumer, I don't want to go to you because it's a mess.
I have been to a salon where the hairdresser's hair look like butt, but they made me look real good. Yeah. Mm. I've seen it. It happens. Are you gonna pick one? Yeah.
Color. Oh,
what? We had colors. What?
This is so loud. Is it weird to leave voicemails in 2026?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I never left it before. I only left two voicemails. Hello? I only left two voicemails. Hello? Wait, one more time. I only left two voicemails in my life, and I just turned 81. Oh, no. Voice note. This is why. Bitch, let me tell you something.
No.
Are you texting?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it feels like leaving a voicemail is kind of redundant. Like, if you don't pick up, I'll text you.
Like, when I needed Hertz to call me back about this car, I left a message.
It didn't do any good.
Let me ask you this. How do you feel about really long voice memos? Because I had people leave me like a 2-minute voice memo before. I can't stand that shit. You do that? She would leave a novels on your voicemail?
I write books for a living. So I'm like,
you're a writer. Okay.
I don't like confusions. So I want to explain everything. Okay? Yeah. You see how deep the voice went? Like, stop playing. I leave for 6 minutes, 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Love you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You got a lot. Yeah. She had receipts on her phone.
She ain't got no receipts. Those were just scripture.
What? Christian scripture.
You see, they blue and black. That means I leave some too. No,
you want to pick one?
Our life.
All right, what you got? What you got?
Go, here we go. What we got? What we have? What
Lisa,
we have?
I'm nervous.
Oh. Oh. Mm-hmm. Milk first or cereal first?
Wait, what?
Milk first or cereal first?
Milk first. No, I put my milk. I put it in the microwave. I heat it up a little bit.
Milk first.
And then I put the cereal on top.
No.
I don't like cold milk.
They are cereal killers if they put milk first.
Yeah.
Cereal first. Thank you. Cereal first.
Y'all cereal killers.
I bet you have your toilet paper like under too, don't you? You one of them weirdos.
I'm left-handed.
Y'all cereal.
No. Then you have to smush your cereal down.
No.
Ew.
No.
You
put the cereal first, then you pour the milk over. No.
I put my milk first. I put it in the microwave. And then I put my cereal.
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
I put it in my, just like my ice cream. I don't eat cold ice cream. Is it cold or hot?
You put your milk in the microwave?
I do. Yes.
Before you eat your cereal.
I don't heat it up till hot. You know how I get a little
it's
warm.
It's the one with the milk.
Just like my water. I don't drink.
That sounds crazy to me.
You have to put milk first so your cereal doesn't get soggy.
Oh, there I am.
If you put your cereal first before your milk, before you finish eating your cereal, it's all soggy.
Well, why are you eating your cereal so damn slow?
Add a little bit of cereal at a time. It don't take much to get cereal soggy.
Well, stop buying that Great Value shit, and then your cereal will last longer.
I do Kellogg, man.
Girl, get you some Kellogg's, all right? All right, you want to do one, baby?
Yes. Let's see what we got here. What is the one item your loved one has that you secretly wish would disappear?
Himself.
Oh,
his whole body.
His whole body.
I'm sorry. That was too.
Like, for instance, some people.
How about that BO?
What about you?
I have this thing about people who's like snort, meaning like that thing right there.
Like when they're laughing?
No, like when allergies or something.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you got
no, not that one. Okay. The one with the big.
Yeah, you got that Hawks on. Yeah.
My new friend does that, and I said.
Started doing it because I guess the allergies just started bothering him.
Uh huh. I said we made it this long, and then now this is what you're gonna do?
You need to look out through the window and put a pillow.
You just start having allergies.
Yeah.
Sometimes it starts late in life.
Yeah, they do say it can develop late in life.
But I need you to stop.
I had a friend of mine, I love him to death. He had this t-shirt that he had gotten from a concert that he refused to throw. I mean, there's holes in it. It's ridiculous. He refuses to throw it away. And if I could, I would kidnap that shirt and I would set it ablaze. I'm so tired of looking at it. I mean, you know what? let's all fly to New York and take this man out.
The office? Not the TV. The movie before that. And they took the machine and they threw it out in the grass and they beat it up because they got tired of it. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I do not.
I'm going to come back to you.
Look it up. She's going to come back to us.
That's how it is. You like, you secretly just want to destroy it.
Yeah, you do. Let me see, pick another one here for you.
Two of these?
All right. So when you go to someone's home and you use their bathroom, do you go through their cabinets?
Yes. No. Sorry, never.
No. I do. I really do. Because I want to know what type of drugs you got because I'm going to call the cops. Yeah.
What about you? You ever do that?
I don't go through their stuff.
Okay, what about you?
No, I don't go through their stuff.
My house.
Office space.
Office space.
Okay. No.
I can't sit here and pretend like I never did.
Yeah.
But I won't. Okay. I don't now.
I don't intentionally want to do it.
Like sometimes I'm looking for some. You know, like maybe I'm looking for more toothpaste or a Q-tip or some shit.
Trying to live by the golden rule. I don't want you going through my stuff.
Oh, I don't mind if you go through my stuff. But if you go through my stuff, that means you want to know more about me. So you're going to know more about me.
Well, it's like, ask me. Yeah. Like, you know, let's
don't
talk.
Give me shit.
That I don't want somebody to find. You know, like if I let you in that space, then you can find it. But don't
hide.
All
right,
so I can't wait to hear y'all answer this one.
Oh,
if you are in a relationship, do you have to delete your ex from your phone, meaning social media, photos, etc.?
No. I never have, never will.
No.
I honestly think that's a generational thing. Mm-hmm. I think the younger ones get all. You love her because you got pictures. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to delete a part of my history for you. I'm not going to do that.
I don't even know how long you're going to last.
Exactly.
And that's just it's an ex, so what difference makes it?
Because I have an ex. Hi. I write books, yes. Married to a Single Woman. That's my first book. Okay, so I have an ex. he did tell me to delete the pictures that we had together, right? Mm-hmm. The funny thing is I don't even remember him, but the funny thing, to go back, before my daughter was born in 1912, I'm not gonna go back on my social media and delete all this. I gotta go back and search.
Yeah, I'm not doing
to
that.
To find the pictures of your big head.
I feel like the shit if your current goes all the way back to be that triggered, something is wrong with them.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because that relationship that I had helped mold who I am now. So I don't wanna delete a part of my history. Just because you're insecure. It's just pictures. It's not like I'm like looking at him in bed like, oh God, longing. I'm not. It's just there. Yeah, it's just pictures. Okay.
I have a problem with authority, so you're not going to tell me.
You're not going to tell me what to do.
I don't. You want me to.
Hello. For 20-some years. What?
It's here.
I just met you, sir.
And you asked him to become your friend,
you know? Just because he's an ex.
Some of my exes are my friends. Yeah.
Be your friends.
I mean, I'm old enough now to where I don't think it's weird to have exes as friends. When I was younger, I thought that shit was so weird.
Right, because you're older you get wise.
Yeah, you do. You also give less fucks the older you get.
That's right.
You just, you don't really, yeah. It's not going to work because I think all of us are old enough to have kids. So let's see here. Dating people with children. Uh-huh. What age should you be if you take that on?
The child?
No, the person dating and what preference of age would you rather?
Oh, I gotta match my daughter age. If you are not the same age as far as my daughter, it's not, no. And if you have more than one child's mother,
Merry Christmas. It's not going to work because I'm only coming with one person, one ding-a-ling. So if I'm coming with one ding-a-ling to you as far as my ex-husband, why should I have to tolerate your 2, 3, 4, 5 baby mamas? Because this one guy, hey, I got stories. I just write books. He has 5 kids and 5 baby mamas.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and then he want to take that one more time. He want to take me out. He want to take me out for my birthday to make me the 6th baby mama. Jesus Christ, I just made her nervous.
The resident guy in the building, DeMario.
Yeah, what do you think about? Are you single?
I am single.
Would you date a woman with a child right now?
I would.
Okay. Now, is there an age limit or maybe even an amount of children limit?
Yeah, I can deal with one.
One?
Yeah, that's it.
What age would you say is too young or too old?
15.
Yeah, teenagers. Yeah, yeah, they can talk back and they can square up. You know, it's crazy.
As far as the square up part, he does have a best friend, and she's from the Caribbean. Caribbean Chucky. Okay, go ahead.
I am loving this.
I kind of don't want to date a guy who has, like, a preteen girl or early teen because that's hard on her, which makes it hard on us. Yeah. You know, nothing against anybody involved, but that's just that time frame in a young girl's life.
It's a tough time.
It's a tough time.
We were there.
So, yes.
Yeah.
And which is why
We were there because I got to tell you, like, my mom passed in 2023, and if my dad started dating now, I would hate it. And I don't want to meet. I don't want to meet her. Right. Don't bring her to my house. Right. We're not doing Christmases with her. Like, no. We're not doing holidays. She's not invited to no barbecues. She's not smoking my weed. I'm not making her no drinks. I'm gonna be a complete bitch. And I know. That's why I said when you get to that point. Yeah. And you can tell me and be honest, that's fine. But my honesty with you is I'm not going to be nice to her. Yeah. So I don't want to be near her. Yeah. Don't invite me to dinner. I don't want none of that.
Greatest person ever, but it's just
she's not my mama.
Not mom.
Exactly. That's how it feels, bro. Yeah. That's how it feels. So let me ask you guys a question. As we know, we have a bunch of different streaming platforms right now. Was it like Hulu, Disney Plus, Max, Netflix? Amazon Prime, all the things. Do you which of the streaming platforms, if you had to get rid of one, I guess I should say that again. If you had to pick only one to have, which one of those streaming platforms would you like to keep if you could only have one?
Netflix.
I like Netflix.
Netflix.
Said which one?
Netflix.
I like Netflix.
I like Tubi.
Like, get the fuck out of here. He said I like Tubi.
On Tubi, that's why.
Is that a platform?
Like, look, I ain't gonna hold you. Tubi got the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies, so I got you. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Tubi. Hulu. I watch that one the most.
Yeah.
Well, only because it's like I don't have any type of cable, and everything streams,
right.
So I can watch regular shows on Hulu.
Okay. What are you watching on Hulu right now?
Am I not watching Hulu, right?
Hulu
Plus,
right?
Yeah.
Because Hulu and Disney coalesce, so now it's like if you have Hulu, you have Disney, right? Or vice versa?
You still have to up.
Oh. Okay.
But I watch like Will Trent.
Oh, my dad loves Will Trent.
Yes. What else do I watch?
You like the cop dramas?
I like everything where people are getting murdered and it's real life stuff.
I love a good murder. Love a good murder.
Go ahead and put on your little murder show so you can go to sleep.
Have you seen Bosch?
Who?
Bosch.
Oh, yes.
I literally just watched Bosch for the first time, like recently just finished it. I just finished Bosch Legacy because I saw Ballard first. I didn't realize that was a part of Bosch. It's really good. Maggie Q, love her. But let me give you something. There is this one show.
I've seen it.
Gosh, you probably have. Mindhunters on Netflix.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I am. I watch a lot.
Do you like silly type stuff as well?
I like everything but rom-coms.
Well, because rom-coms are really, what's the word, predictable.
They're predictable. I don't want to see nobody slobbing each other down on TV. Get to the plot.
Yeah. Now, here's the one. Amazon Prime has Alex Cross.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? What's his name? Hodge.
Oh,
Eldest Hodge. Yeah.
My last name is Hodge.
Because Eldest Hodge, that is a good looking man.
He's fine. He is fine.
You don't drink that bath water.
He's fine.
Because I.
He has haven't been giving him the love that he deserved until recently.
Well, I think he got he's been an actor for quite some time, but when he did the TV show Leverage, yes. you got to see more of him. But then he bulked up for Underground with Journey Smollett. You remember that? Yes. That's why he bulked up for that. And then you got him and Alex Cross doing his thing. And his brother is also, they're not twins, but they look really close together.
Yeah, he's an actor too.
Yeah, he is. I forget his name, but he's been in a lot of stuff too. But so here's the question. As a woman who was in love with men, okay, you like men, I'm assuming, yeah?
Yes.
Now, do you have a preference in a certain type of man? When I say a preference, I mean are we dealing with ethnicity, height, money, all those things?
I was younger, I had a fascination with Asian men.
Okay.
I used to love Asian men.
Like Korean men or what?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that. a buddy I used to work for.
The ones that like black women, they do.
Asian men. I will say this. I worked for a morning radio show called The Burt Show a while back. And there was a guy who I worked with. His name was Jackson. He was Korean. And no, not anymore. He just got engaged. But he did tell me that a lot of women tend to fetishize. Is that the right word? Yeah. Fetishize Asian men and Asian women. It's so what's the difference between fetishizing about and a preference? What's the difference between the two?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Where's that line?
Not a fetish. I just love their look. Mm-hmm. I just love how they look.
Asian man? Asian man? You like an Asian guy?
Well, let me ask you a question, friend. Let me ask you. I'm going to come to you, okay? So when you're in a relationship, do you think that the person you're dating has to delete all the photos of their exes from their phone?
Yeah, because they shouldn't be there.
How old are you?
31.
No way!
Yeah, I'm 31.
He is not 31. You look good. You look good.
I thought it was 25.
Thank you.
Fam, I thought 21.
Don't do drugs,
you know. Man, is that good water?
Yeah, good water.
Minerals in that bad boy? Ah, okay.
Don't do no drugs. Don't smoke no Newports. You'll be all right.
Oh, yeah. I'll stay away from them Newports. Yeah. What about you? What do you think?
Definitely.
Delete it?
Yeah, delete it for sure.
Now, there's a bigger question that I asked them earlier. Milk first or cereal first?
Cereal.
Definitely cereal.
Thank you.
Because that little freak over there said milk first, and I just
going to float on the top of the milk.
Yeah, that makes no sense. You can't get the proper, proportion of milk and cereal if you do the milk first. It makes no sense.
Don't eat Cheerios.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I love this man. I love this woman. The proportions are going to be out of whack. I'm going to give you a whole new question. All right, here we go. What chore do you like to avoid like it's your enemy? What chore around the house do you avoid like it's your enemy?
I don't even have an answer because I handle my chores. I just do them.
Oh, you better than me because I hate laundry.
Clean the bathroom.
Bathroom?
That's fair. That's fair.
If that's the case, I would not want to clean the bathroom.
Yeah, all right. Now, I can get through the bathroom. I hate it, but the tediousness of folding my laundry, girl.
You know what? Mopping the fucking floor.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Now, are you using a Swiffer sweeper?
No.
See, that's why.
Yeah.
You got to get you a Swiffer. When it comes to alcohol, do you both consume alcohol? Okay. What is your favorite type of alcohol? When I say that, I mean tequila, whiskey, rum, beer, wine. What do you prefer?
You know what? I like rum. I do like rum.
Mm-hmm. White or dark?
Dark.
Okay, a little spice rum in your life? Okay, what about you?
Tequila.
Tequila?
Okay, party girl. See, me, it's about that tequila and whiskey. I got to be careful. I got to be careful. Not together. Now I need to survive. Like,
occasionally, I like some gin sometimes.
Gin? I ain't gonna hold you. I didn't like gin until recently. When I was younger, I thought it tastes like ass. But you know, your taste buds change when you get older. You know what I'm saying? I also used to hate mushrooms. Now I love them. Now I love them. You know what I'm saying? Girl, give me some fungi.
Shout out Fourth Ward Gin. Fourth Ward Gin is the bomb.
I hear good things. People say Tanqueray ain't shit.
It ain't. But Fourth Ward is the old Fourth Ward Gin. Okay. Yes.
All right, I need to get my gin on. All right. I'm going to end this podcast episode with something positive. Something positive. The last time I was here, I ended the podcast sharing that there was a fireman crew in Arkansas, Central Arkansas, all black female fire crew in the same house. And so I like to shout that out because it's always dope. I hate the fact that we're still like shocked and surprised by the first black this or the first black female this. But at the same time, I am glad and proud that it is a thing. I just hate the fact that it happened so late. But what I want to tell you guys about is this awesome woman here. She is awesome. Full circle, black woman Shay Taylor Allen worked as a janitor at Yale Hospital for years. And she just now matched there as a doctor. Oh. Homegirl is about to start her residency at Yale, at a school where she used to clean that place. And now homegirl is getting her doctor on. You know what I'm saying? So I want to go ahead and give Shay Taylor her flowers. Give her an applause, y'all. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I will... Yes, clock that baby. I don't know her from Adam, but anytime one of us does good, it's always, yeah, we all do good. Because here's my thing. Yeah, drink to that.
Give her flowers.
Yeah. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's you never know who won the lotto, so be kind to everybody come across. Professionally, so your life rules. I'm going to go ahead and shout out to the listeners who listen every week, and also the you guys in here with me right now. Thank y'all. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you guys subscribe to the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's available on Spotify, Apple Music. Mother's Day is coming up right here at TFK. Mother's Day at TFK. What? Yeah, some specials going on? Yeah, pull it up. Don't be like, Mother's Day is coming up and then say nothing else.
Mother's Day is coming up. What's called Mother's Day?
All right, give me this. All right, so we got this Mother's Day is coming up here. Brunch and dinner, Sunday, May 10th. 2026, brunches from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Dinner starts at 4. Complimentary mimosas for moms. Let me get pregnant real quick. Oh, shit. See, that's why I ain't got no kids. See, I live reggae Caribbean brunch. Can I claim them on my taxes? Oh, then you can keep them if I can't make no money off them. All right, I'll take that. Come check out special guest Kenny Blessing is going to be here on Mother's Day. So get ready for that. It's going down.
When is
May 10th? 8
to the 10th. Mm-hmm.
She said the whole weekend. Subscribe to this podcast, every platform you're listening on, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, I think Podbean and a few others as well. You can always email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, and you can DM the podcast at itsprosilly on Instagram, and check out my Google Voice number. Hit me up if you have any ideas or anything that you want to share, ask or whatnot, 805-664-1828. My link tree is down below in the show notes / description box, so you can follow me on all my social medias, TikTok, Instagram, both my YouTube channels, and more. Once again, it's your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'm going to leave you with this. If you're rich enough, parking tickets are just, they're pretty much how much parking costs if you're rich enough. That's what that is. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, pee silly listeners, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. Hehehehe